The Forces Station.
BFBS. Your stories.
Your stories.
Aldershot, UK.
Fontwell Racecourse has held an Armed Forces Race Day, which saw military and civilians come together for a World War I themed day of racing. There was a military village complete with a static Spitfire, assault course and music from the Military Wives Choir and the Band of the Royal Engineers. Simon Williams is the Executive Director at Fontwell Racecourse.
You know, what it really gave us the chance to do was really engage the military and provide a real spectacle. I mean, you know, Spitfire, that's incredible, it's genuine. People will be able to sit in the cockpit. There's like an assault course being run by the military in there. And again, you know, we'll have kids kind of running down that and really seeing how what the forces are about. But as a theme, it allows us to really do something a bit special, and we're very proud to be involved.
Part of the day's events was to raise money for the Queen Alexandra Hospital home in Worthing. Jenny Hanrad's head of fundraising for the charity.
The hospital provides nursing and rehabilitation for disabled ex-servicemen and women and their dependents. So we care for people who have incurred a life-changing injury or disability, either during or after service, both physical and neurological disabilities. And we try and help them to become more independent and just live as happy and fulfilled lives as they can in spite of their disability.
It was the biggest First World War commemoration event in the South East, and the sponsors of the event, Southern Water, helped the charity to raise money through auctions, bucket collections and ticket sales. Jeff Loder, Director of Communications at Southern Water.
Well, I'm hugely proud that we've been able to facilitate that and be the ones to bring that about. I think it's really important. I think all our guys in the forces and all the girls do an absolutely fantastic job. And to raise money for a charity that supports those unlucky enough to end up disabled is really, really important.
Invictus Games gold medalist Lance Corporal Derek Derelangi was also at the Forces Charity Race Day to give an inspirational speech and to raise awareness of the charity.
Every serviceman and woman, whether you've been injured in Afghanistan or you've been injured in the Second World War, everyone has a story to tell. And we as a public, we need to support their recovery and for them to enjoy the life that they deserve, because they've given their life for the country, I mean, to fight for the country. And this is the reason why I was here today, to give my speech.
This is Natasha Renault in Aldershot for BFBS.
If you've got a story, then tell us about it. Email yourstories@bfbs.com.
The Forces Station.
BFBS.